Hello and welcome. You've tuned into Active Listening with T4 Tactics. I'm Marco Galbraith, your host, and our podcast is all about personal success and networking. We'll discuss small business tips, health and wellness issues, personal safety tips, financial gain, and a variety of other topics from professionals in the field. And once in a while, we'll throw in our area of expertise, firearm safety and active shooter response for businesses, churches, and schools. So sit back, relax, listen and learn. Active Listening with T4 Tactics. Welcome back to another episode, once again, of Active Listening with T4 Tactics. I'm your host, Marco Galbraith. Today is August 8th, 2023, almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Nice weather. We've been having nice weather in Lynchburg, Virginia. It's cool and breezy out today. We've got a guest in our studio today, Walt Bannett from WDB Builds. Building your custom AR-15s, and we're doing a lot of work here locally in Lynchburg, Virginia, and then also has done some out-of-state work, local police departments, law enforcement agencies, in-state and out-of-state. You've done AR-15 builds.
Right.
Well, to talk about, tell us your background.
Okay, thanks for having me.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah. I see. You said it all.
Yeah.
I'm a retired special agent with the U.S. Treasury. I did that for about 33 years, and then State Department diplomatic security for a brief stint about 4.5 years. So about 37 years in federal law enforcement. But in that time, I worked criminal cases. I also was an agency armorer, and I went to the Glock Remington and Sig Sauer armorer schools. I was also a firearms instructor, so have that background. And then I morphed into AR-15s that I like to do custom builds for people. And I am a Type 7 FFL, and Type 7 is a manufacturer. So I have that license, if you will, to make everything legal. And the custom builds that I do, I do for law enforcement locally and out of state. And the accolades I get from law enforcement make me feel good, because these are seasoned veterans, and they'll have their TAC teams take these rifles out and they'll shoot them, and the feedback is these are the softest shooting AR-15 rifles that they've ever fired. Minimal recoil, minimal muzzle flip, and that makes me feel good. And they've taken them out with a one power red dot sight to 300 yards typically, and they'll have 12-inch steel plates, and they'll hit those consistently. They'll do their own bullet drop compensation with a one-power red dot sight, but it's not going to be that pronounced at 300 yards with a 16-inch 5.56 barrel. But the platforms that I use is the AR-15 platform, and typically the calibers are 5.56, 223 Wild, 6.5 Grendel every so often, which is an excellent, excellent hunting round. And then what I call the AR-47, which is a 7.62 by 39 caliber. And that's a little bit more affordable ammunition, because you can use a steel case, typically Russian-made ammunition. And the cost is a little bit less because it is steel case, but the bolts are very robust, more so than the 5.56, because you have a 0.125 bolt face diameter. And the parts that I use are all quality parts. We predominantly use Arrow Precision for the upper and lower, and then various barrels. Faxon is a real good go-to, and that gives me excellent accuracy, an 11-degree crown that they manufacture. And then what I like to do, all of my builds actually have an adjustable gas block, and the gas block is outstanding as far as minimizing muzzle flip and recoil. And I've had law enforcement tell me that typically they shoot rifles that don't have an adjustable gas block. And the beauty of the adjustable gas block is that once you have that installed and timed properly, by that I mean it cycles the weapon, but it bleeds off what you don't need in terms of gas. So you're not gonna get that kick like a mule feeling. And that's great for follow-up shots, what have you. So,
well, the one lady you built a rifle for, we won't say that. Your builds are confidential. We don't talk about it. I don't talk about it. Who you build for, especially law enforcement agencies. But the one lady you built for, I was with you at the range when she shot it, and she fired it, and she turned around and looked at me and said, "This has less kick/recoil than my .22 rifle," which is amazing for an AR. To not have that much kick. But let's go back to your background with Treasury. For people that don't know law enforcement, talk about your duties as an armorer for the department?
Well, it was
explain
to,
what because yeah. It's not just you're not just cleaning guns.
Oh no, not at all.
Yeah, so let them know because that's a huge part of your background.
I did a once a year takedown of every weapon that we had, and that was shotguns, long guns,
which is where pistols. You learn the internal components
exactly, and to make sure that the parts didn't need to be replaced because in law enforcement you have a lot of training every quarter. And cumulatively, every year you're shooting thousands of rounds. And
weather conditions
and all sorts of things.
And then they don't just come to Walt and say, hey, Walt, you're going to be our armorer. They send you to schools to
be
an armorer. There's a lot you've got a lot, not just your hands-on experience that you've learned in research, but you've got a lot of federal agency classes and training and experience that makes you qualified to build.
I do, and because those were duty use, and the law enforcement builds that I do now are out in the field in patrol units, and those have to function flawlessly,
right.
And I make sure that they do. I never turn anything over when I was active law enforcement back to an agent this might or might not work. No, it'll
right.
work 100% of the time. And the same thing with the builds that I do for law enforcement and civilian. Essentially, it's the same rifle. I might use a different buffer, I should say, in the law enforcement builds, but that's easily upgradable by a civilian use as well.
Yeah.
So that makes it a nice custom build, and I'll typically lap the upper receiver, arrow precision. Typically the uppers that I use may not require that, but I do it anyway. It might add a quarter MOA and to accuracy. And speaking of accuracy, the builds that I do typically, I zero these out at 50 yards. And I'll have 3-shot volleys once I get the final zero, and typically those can be covered by a dime, and with inflation maybe a quarter. You know, it was a bad joke, but being that accurate, so, and that's bench rested, of course, and like I said, with the adjustable gas blocks, and the parts that I use are, they play very well with one another, and I've learned that over the years, and not just the parts, but the balancing of the weapon, so it's not biased to the rear, it's not biased toward the muzzle and the front of the rifle, if you will, it's biased in the center, it's like a nice equilibrium, so that makes for a smooth shooting rifle, it cycles perfectly. And like I said, the recoil is minimal, the muzzle flip is minimal, and the feedback is what makes me do this and continue to make me do this.
I love amazing feedback. I hooked Walt up with some agencies, law enforcement agencies that I've done active shooter training for and stuff like that. And he's done builds for officers, for private officers that are on that department. He's done builds for the department, and the feedback is amazing. The accuracy, the recoil, and just the quality.
Yeah.
And you know, I talk in my gun classes, don't ever buy a cheap gun, because when you need it to work, you need it to work, especially if your life is depending on it. So we'll talk about price at the end, but why should somebody come to you? Why shouldn't they go online and buy from and first of all, let's back up. Everything is done completely legal. If you think that he's building them and just meeting you behind Burger King and switching off the rifle, that's not going to happen. Everything is federal firearms license dealer. Everything is background check. It's just like you're walking into a gun store to buy it. You have to go through everything. So everything's legal. Don't ask him to do anything shady. He's not going to do it. But why should they come to you rather than ordering one online or going to one of these big box gun stores?
Well, I'm local and I stand behind my builds, and if there's ever an issue, I'm here for people. You know, mm-hmm. Not to say that there are issues. I think I had one that was an issue because the person used corrosive ammo in
right.
an AR-47, an AR-15 with a 7.62x39 caliber, and I had to take that thing apart because they didn't clean it. And corrosive ammo, that's almost like a death bill
if you don't maintain
it properly.
Yeah, and then when they had a problem with that rifle, I remember these, mm-hmm. you met them that day at
Absolutely.
The range and looked at it. And then we had another one where the rifle was malfunctioning every shot, it turned out to be operator error. I remember that one. You met her at the range that day. The magazine wasn't seated properly, and she's completely got the stance wrong. So that was operator error. But the thing is they thought there was a problem with the gun, and there wasn't. It was, operator error, but you met them that day at the range. And that's what's important. Customer service, because we don't see that anymore.
Yeah. You don't have to ship it off anywhere.
Right.
And I'm here, and you know, like the one you mentioned with the operator error, that person was taking their support hand instead of holding the handrail. They were holding the magazine as a handrail, if you can figure that one out. And I saw that and I cringed, and that was what was causing a misfeed, because they're canting it, you're putting pressure on there. And those magazines are made to operate freely without any operator influence. And this one was like holding on to it for dear life. And no, that's what the hand guard is there for. But anyway, I was there that same day, resolved the issue.
Customer service.
Shooter, like, hey, let's do this and put your hand out there on the hand guard, and it was flawless performer after that.
So what's going to happen if you buy one from a gun store, if you buy one from one of these big box sporting goods stores, is you're going to have to go in and talk to the manager. You're going to get all kinds of red tape because it's a firearm. Can you bring it in? How are you going to bring it in? It's got to be shipped out. You could be looking at 3 weeks and a lot of customer service BS that we know that goes on in this country. With you, you're not going to get that. If it's local, you're going to meet them that day. And this is huge to me, because you and I talk all the time about how customer service has completely dropped off in this country. And so that's what they get.
And that's very true. And before I had my skill set finally honed, I sent off a personal shotgun. I won't say the maker, but it was one of the reputable brands. And that took 6 months before I got it back, because, you know, there's a lot of... you know, I don't want to say paperwork particularly, but shipping it back and forth, and mine isn't the only one that they're working on, and they only have a few people at their particular plant that are looking at these. But yeah, I'm here, and I'm here local. I have my shop set up and all my tools, and if there is ever an issue, which 99.9% of the time there won't be, because I don't put together junk, and I test fire these, and I also take the people to the range. And that is pivotal, because if you buy a gun online or whatever the case is, they're not going to take you to the range. They assume you're a seasoned shooter, and I'll take people to the range, go over technique, go over takedown, the maintenance regime that I recommend, and I watch them shoot, and if there's something that they're doing that they shouldn't be, I'm right there, and then we both see how flawless the rifle of the build will perform. And you don't get that
That's important to somebody that has never fired a gun before or doesn't know anything about AR-15s. If you're nervous about them, Walt's going to do a build for you, and then when it's finished, you're going to meet at the range, and he's going to show you, this is how you load it, this is how you unload it, this is how the magazine works, this is how you hold it, this is how you squeeze the trigger, here's how you aim, here's how you stand. And that's huge, because I don't sell any guns, I don't sell AR-15s or ammo or anything, but it is very important the first time you ever shoot a gun, if you're not familiar with it, to have somebody who knows what they're doing standing right next to you. And you're going to get that with this local build. Even if you can even ship them out of state. And if there's people listening out of state, these builds can be done. You do it all the time. Builds can be done out of state through your, let's say you live in Chicago and you want one, probably a bad area. Let's say you live in Texas and you want one. It can be shipped to an FFL down there, shipped down there.
From state to state requires FFL to FFL.
Right.
That's just the way the ATF.
But it's very easy and it can be done.
It is, yeah, absolutely. And I've done it before, and everybody's a happy camper.
Yeah. So what's pricing? Let's say I just want, and when I say basic, I'm talking about the basic Mercedes. I'm not talking about a basic 1965 Volkswagen, because your basic ones are still quality. But let's say I don't have a lot of money, but I want a good quality AR. What's the best price we can do?
Well, I can do typically $750 to $800, $850. Yeah. That's without an optic. That's without a tack light. But if you add on a tack light, typically I use the Olight Valkyrie Pro. It's been a flawless performer, and
it's bright.
It's bright, 1,500 lumens for the first 90 seconds, I believe.
With a strobe.
And you can have a strobe function on there. And the red dot sight is the 6-hour Romeo 5, typically what I use, but I've built them with low power variable scopes as well. But those can run up to 1,000, 1,050, and then you add in Virginia sales tax. But the thing is, I want to emphasize, I don't do this for a profit. And that's something I want to pass on to the listeners here, is that I do this to support the Second Amendment. I'm set up with my pension and investments, and so I'm here to promote the Second Amendment. I do charge $35 to assemble the builds from ground zero all the way up to a flawless performer. And typically, what I use, what I put together, is probably $1,600 to $1,800 retail. And I just gave you the prices with or without optics and without attack light. And in other words, that's a tremendous bargain for people. And again, people say, well, why would you do that? Well, my passion is to do builds. I love the precision involved. But the way things are on the streets and the way things are with government functions, I think people need to be ready. Mm-hmm. And that's why I have such a passion for promoting the Second Amendment.
If you look at, and let me reiterate that, he's not doing it for a profit. You're not going to find another person that is selling or building AR-15s that's not doing it for a profit. They're all in it for a profit. So you're pretty much going to pay for parts, pieces and parts, and that's amazing. You're not going to find that anywhere, and then he's going to stand behind the product. So it's the best customer service you can get at the best price. A lot of people don't realize that you know, why do we need an AR-15? If you look at the southern border, if you look at past mainstream media, if you listen to some good podcasts where they're just not programming us, you're going to need an AR-15. Look at the southern border with the military age males that are coming across, Chinese military age males, Middle East. Walt and I have been doing dignitary protection in DC since 2013 on congressional hearings for terrorism. And I can tell you, we're not just blowing smoke at you. You're going to need this rifle. We're not doing scare tactics because it doesn't make a profit. There's no reason for us to be doing this. I don't get anything from the sales. I don't sell them. But people had better wake up, and you better be prepared with ammo. This is the type of rifle that's going to be needed when these outside foreign countries start making their move on us.
That's true. And the handwriting is on the wall. And right now, you take a look at the federal government, and people have their various thoughts about that. But in my opinion, being in law enforcement for 37 years, I've never seen a weaponized Department of Justice and other agencies out there the way that they are now. That's scary stuff. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think people need to be prepared for themselves, for their families, for their communities, their neighborhoods, whatever. And that's a very important component as to why I do what I do.
If you watch your local news, if you watch your nightly news, you think everything in the world is peachy. But if you go back beyond that and start doing your own research, start listening to some credible talk radio, and I'm not talking about people that are nuts or conspiracy theory or anything like that, but if you do your own research, you'll see that that what we're talking about on this podcast is a much-needed product. So how do they get a hold of you?
Well, my website is WDB Builds, that's all one string, Whiskey Delta Bravo, WDB Builds, all one string, .com. So it's WDBBuilds.com, and my cell phone number and my email are on that website. And the website will go over what I just went over pretty much. There will be testimonials on there. There will be pictures of actual builds. And some things I put in there about pointers, about AR-15s, maintenance, and then other things that are very worthwhile. So that's how you contact me.
Yeah, that's good. And so once again, not doing it for profit, doing it to support the Second Amendment. And also another big reason we should focus in on is you're gonna teach people how it operates. So if you're nervous about an AR, you're nervous about making this move to contact Walt, after the build, he's going to meet you at the range, the shooting range, and he's going to walk you through, this is how you do this, everything. And you're going to be amazed at that.
And one thing I should mention too, and this is just the nature of the industry, a lot of FFLs are quitting because of the regulation and the FFL liability insurance. And one thing, even though I'm an FFL Type 7 manufacturer, my insurance policy for FFL liability insurance is set up where I'm a gunsmith primarily. And what that means is that an end user would provide a strip lower receiver with my guidance of where to get it for the best price and then provide that to me. Even though it's the exact same build out work, if I was to provide the strip lower versus the end user providing the strip lower along with all the other parts that I will provide, it's the exact same build out work, but the difference in insurance is like 300 or 400%. And that's driving out a lot of FFLs, and that's by design. It's the woke movement that is pressuring insurance carriers for FFLs, and like I said, a lot of them have given up, said I'm not going to do this anymore. So that is the only thing. If you call it a fly in the ointment, it's really not. You're still going to get a very good price for a strip lower receiver, go through the background check, and then give that to me, and then I put everything else together. And when I say strip lower receiver, that means a strip lower receiver. No trigger, no safety, not a buffer tube attached, not a buffer spring, not a bolt catch lever. I put all that on there. So it's the bare bones that you give me, but that's how it's set up, and that's mandated by my insurance.
And the reason why they get the lower is that's what has a serial number stamped on.
Correct.
And so that they, yeah. You, if you're listening and you're interested in that, you have to go get the lower that has the serial number. And so it's kind of the first official portion, legal portion, that you're doing to obtain this rifle.
Right, and that's considered the fire control group, the strip lower receiver, and all the components that you put into it. That is what has a serial number, and that is what is used to go through the background check, along with your, obviously, personal identifying information. But the serial number is input, and there you go.
Right. So if you get a build from Walt, we also teach a tactical AR-15 class. A lot of it's done out of state, but I don't advertise this. It's pretty much word of mouth. I get people from different areas, but Walt was a firearms instructor for his department. You guys know what I do, so we can, once you get familiar with this rifle and get comfortable with it, we do these all over the place. Most, like I said, even out of state, but it's a 4-day AR-15 advanced class, and we're going to do a lot. We're going to put you through the ringer, but you're going to build your confidence and have a tactical edge.
And one thing, too, to mention is that you do active or situational awareness, mm-hmm. And active shooter training, but situational awareness. Once people go through your classes, the tremendous amount of information that you give them, it's going to season them and wise them up, and give them an idea like, wow, I really do need something beyond a pistol. And that's not scare tactics, that's just the reality of what the streets are becoming. And having taken your classes and sitting in and seeing or hearing what you teach, people walk away with a greater awareness, but they also realize that they're going to be outgunned in a lot of situations,
right.
At home, or even if you have a trunk gun, AR-15 or whatever the
absolutely.
Case is.
Absolutely.
Something to consider.
So WDBbuilds.com. Now, if they want, let's say they don't have the, somebody doesn't have the internet, or they're not familiar with the internet. You got a phone number?
I do. My cell phone number is 703, and that's out of my Northern Virginia days, 703-216-2401. And then an email is walt@wdbbuilds.com. So those are the two points of contact for me, and a cell phone and email.
Yep, couple of different ways to reach him. If you want to call me and I'll give you a recommendation or more information, you guys know how to reach me at T4 Tactics, the letter T, the number 4, tactics.com. Been a pleasure having you.
Oh, thanks for having
me. As a guest, good information. Reach out to Walt. Even if you're on the fence, call him and ask him questions. Very approachable, very reachable, but he can at least answer some questions for you, and you can decide yay or nay. But he makes it busy. He makes it easy for you. And once again, not necessarily not out for a profit, but let me tell you, the customer service is there, because I've seen it with him working with numerous law enforcement agencies and a lot of people in this area and out of state. So give them a shout. Appreciate you listening to T4 Tactics Active Listening, and reduce injuries and save lives. Take care, everyone.